All right, hello and welcome to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs, our live simulcast where today we are going to drill down into how do I set a social seller up for success? So I'm excited. We are simulcasting in a couple different places. I'm chatting with my friends on Instagram. We've got you on LinkedIn, here in our Facebook group. And I'm just really excited to have this conversation because we hear from so many of you that you want to hire a social seller. Right? We're like, yeah, no, I want a social seller. I want a salesperson in my business. Like, I'm really excited about this opportunity. I don't even know where to start. Like, how do I even begin to set this person up for success so they're able to perform effectively and ultimately that we're able to get return on investment for their time? So, hey guys, welcome on. If we haven't met before, my name is Ryan Dowdy. I am the co-founder of Social Sellers Academy, and I just have a passion and a fire in my belly for helping, you know, CEOs, entrepreneurs, business owners solve the sales problem in their business, however that looks. And for a very large number of us, that looks in hiring somebody else to wear the sales hat, right? And some of you might be thinking, there's just no way I can do that. I'm not ready for that. That's okay, right? That's totally okay. You can get there. But what we want to do, if you're thinking about it, if you're considering it, if this is on your roadmap, if this is a Q3 or a Q4 plan for you, you can start today in setting yourself up, your business up, and then ultimately your social seller up for success. But just like anything in our business, we find out that it's going to take us a little bit longer than we think that it should, right? So many of you, we've heard from you guys, you're like, oh, I'm hiring in Q4. Awesome. Awesome. We need to start thinking about that Q4 hire now, because what we don't want to do is that we don't want to wait until we're ready to hire to start thinking about what to put in place for this person to be effective. We don't want to wait until we're ready to hire to start thinking about what we have to have in place for this person to be effective. So whether you are thinking of hiring a full-time employee, a contractor, maybe a community manager, maybe it's somebody who's going to start for you part-time, we want to make sure that we have the right infrastructure in place for that person to be effective. Okay, what infrastructure do we need to have in place for a social seller to be effective? Well, first and foremost, what we need to know inside and out is actively what is our sales process, right? How do you currently enroll clients in your business? And I don't care what you're selling. What does that look like? How do I find a stranger on the internet? How do I build a relationship with them? How do I get them into a sales conversation? And how do I get them into one of my programs or services? Right? And so whether you're doing this intentionally or not, or you've been, you know, just kind of winging it, which I see from a lot of entrepreneurs, that's okay, right? But we have to have that documented, right? We have to, before we can hire somebody to do the job, we have to know what the job is, right? We have to be able to clearly articulate the job and articulate the responsibilities that that person has. Right? So from there, once we kind of have that baseline in place, is what is my current sales process? How are we currently enrolling programs or people into our world? What things do we wish that we could be doing and we don't have time for? Right? I'm going to give you the perfect example. I have, and it's so fun because we're here on LinkedIn Live for the first time, which is exciting. I have been avoiding LinkedIn as a space, even though I know that, you know, LinkedIn is a fantastic platform. It's great for connecting. It's great for building relationships. I know my ideal client hangs out there, but I just didn't personally have the bandwidth to add LinkedIn into my world of what I've been doing to grow my business, right? So for me, what I am thinking through is, you know, okay, well, this is my current sales process, but when I hire someone, I want to make sure that they can fit LinkedIn as well, right? Or I want to make sure that they're spending some time on Instagram as well. So our first thing to do is think like, okay, what is the basic process as it exists today? And then what additional things would I like this person to do, since they're going to ultimately have more time than I will to wear this hat. Okay, so the first thing is, what is the current process? How are we currently getting clients? And then what additional things do I want this person doing to get clients that I am not doing because I am too busy, right? I have too many other things on my plate, too many other priorities. So now that we have the process down and we know that exactly what this person will be doing as their role in their company, in our company, now we need to move into some more of the brass tacks, if you will, right? The back end of setting them up. So for me, I'm thinking through things like, lead tracking. How will our social sellers be tracking leads? How will that person be tracking leads? And this doesn't have to be fancy. Like, this is not like go out and buy this fancy technology solution. This is just, what does this look like? You know, we use a combination of spreadsheets and Trello. Like it's not fancy over there at all, I promise. But it is there. So, okay, if this person's going to be working the leads, they're going to be working the people coming into our ecosystem. They're actually going to be spending some time on some platforms that I'm not. How will they track their leads? How will we know, you know, who they're talking to, where they're at in conversation? So having some sort of lead tracking system in place is very, very important, right? So we need to know the sales process. We need to know what additional things that they will be doing that we're not currently doing or whoever's wearing this hat right now. And then we need to know how we're going to track our leads. Okay. From there, we need to know the metrics and the numbers to set this person up for success. We need to know the roadmap. What is the scientific formula that nets a client? How many conversations, right? How many sales calls nets a client? Like really understanding our sales math and our metrics. I will tell you in the beginning, this will be a little bit of a guessing game. You may not necessarily know exactly what the metrics and the numbers should be for your social seller to be effective. And especially if this person is just coming in part-time or maybe coming in as a contractor, you know, if they don't have 8 hours a day to spend on this, you know, their numbers might be a little bit different and that's okay. But we need to know, we need to have a starting place. If I were to hire a social seller tomorrow, what activity would I want them doing? What would be important to me? What activities make me money? If you're the one wearing the sales hat, right? What activity makes me money? And then how much of that activity do I want them doing? So really identifying the metrics and the key performance indicators or the KPIs that they will be doing day in and day out in their role in your company. And like I said, if you don't know these numbers yet, that's okay, right? This is how we're setting them up for success. Or, you know, for me, what I did when we built the Social Sellers Academy team is we just started with some arbitrary numbers of, okay, I think that you can get this done. Like, this feels good to me. This is a good number. This is the amount of work that you can get done. Start here. And let's see if these numbers yield us the result that we want. And then we're able to adjust up or adjust down based on like what the data tells us. But we have to start somewhere. Right? What we don't want to do is bring a social seller into our organization, again, part-time, full-time contractor, and be like, I don't know what you're doing all day, right? I don't know what success looks like other than revenue, right? So we really want to make sure that metrics and key performance indicators are a big part of what we have in place, right? So we need to understand our sales process. We need to know what additional things they'll be doing other to what we were doing, right? So we need to know those things, right? We need to know how a lead tracking system. We need to know our metrics and our key performance indicators. These are things that are really, really important as well. But ultimately, we also want to have a conversation about compensation, right? Compensation is a big gray area as it relates to sales. There's a lot of questions around what does and doesn't work for compensation plans for salespeople, but we want to be prepped. Personally, I strongly believe in a base plus commission strategy primarily because there is just not another role that you would hire inside of your organization and expect that person to work for free until they were effective. I always use the example of an assistant, right? Like you would not go out and hire an executive assistant and tell them, you know what? I'm going to need you to work for me for 40 hours a week, run my entire life, my entire business, take over my calendar, take all of my calls, manage all of my meetings. And then once I feel like you've fully given me back, you know, X number of hours in my day or week, then I'm going to start paying you. We would never do that. So why do we do that to salespeople? We want you to go out and talk to tons of strangers and, you know, book sales calls and do all of this work, be representatives of our brand, be an extension of our brand, but we want them to work for free until they sell something. It's kind of crazy. So for me, when we're looking, how do we set our social seller up for success? We need a compensation plan that is mutually beneficial for both you, the business, and for the social seller. So I'm not proposing that you need to offer like a six-figure base or anything crazy like that. But I'm saying that, you know, what's the motivation for coming to work today, right? What's the motivation for going up and doing the hard work, right? What's the motivation for doing this? And yes, commission is great, but depending on how often you're actively enrolling people in your programs, that might not be enough to set that person up for success. So when I think of how do I set a social seller up for success, I make sure that there is enough compensation that they have some level of security or comfort that they can go out and do their job without worrying about like, how am I going to pay my rent this month? Or, you know, how am I going to feed my family? And I know that sometimes this is challenging because you're an entrepreneur and, you know, you're a risk taker and you started a business with no guarantee of success. I get that. And I love that, right? I love that about entrepreneurs. I love entrepreneurs. I am an entrepreneur, right? But when it comes to, sales in general, you know, your salesperson, again, depending on what hat you have them wearing, again, full-time, part-time contractor, they might, you know, that's, is that a risk that they're willing to take? Is that a risk that they're willing to take? So I think that that is such an important part of setting our social sellers up for success, right? So, all right, let's go through it again. We want to make sure our process is documented. What additional things will they be doing? How are we tracking leads? You know, what are our KPIs and metrics? How are we going to compensate this person? And then we finally have to figure out, like, what does success look like? What is our training program for this person? How are we going to train them? What are they going to do on day one? What are they going to do on day two? What are they going to do on day 10? What does that look like? And really taking some time to jot this out and think this through is actually going to help you get your person up and running even faster. If they know, and I encourage you to like sit down and map out a 30-day plan of like what this looks like. Like if they know, okay, these are the trainings that I want them to watch. These are the coaching calls or the service calls that I want them on in my business. These are the current resources that we have in place. Here's some recordings that they can listen to. Here's some different things like that. But really thinking through how will they spend their time? Because ultimately a lot of people on day one in the business aren't necessarily going to be ready to jump into the DMs or jump into sales calls. So how are we going to fill their time? Like, what is their time? How should their time be spent? And for some of you, that might feel really overwhelming, which is why I'm encouraging you to think about this ahead of time. Think about this ahead of time. Like I said, if you're thinking of hiring in Q3, I want you noodling on these things now. I want you to have, you know, a Google document where you're brain dumping all of these thoughts and ideas and things that I'm sharing with you right now, and that you're putting this time on your calendar to actually start implementing it in your business. So when you are ready, whenever that time is for you, that you have these things in place. So you're not having to be like, okay, I found the perfect candidate, but I can't get them started because I don't have their training plan put together. I have no idea how I'm going to get them up to speed. I have no idea how they're going to be effective, right? I have no idea what they're going to do all day or with however many hours they're giving you. So being really mindful of that. And I see this more in the contractor space than I see in the employee, whether it's part-time or full-time space, because oftentimes we're hiring full-time employees, like we're pretty used to needing to have that training in place and have those things in place for them. But oftentimes when we're hiring contractors, you know, at least in my experience in hiring like a VA and a fractional CFO and, you know, some of those more contracted roles, it's just like, here's the thing, go. And that doesn't work in sales, right? Because this person is an extension of your brand because they are, you know, an extension of who you are and what you do and all these different things. It's really, really important that we give them some guidelines of what that time and energy looks like so they're effective and really put some thought into it. Because you still have to, when you hire this person, you still have to run your business, right? You still have the day-to-day activity in your business that you need to do. So whether, again, that's client delivery, you know, serving your existing team, serving existing clients, whatever you spend your time doing day to day. So, you know, unless you just plan on totally clearing your calendar for when this person first starts, which I don't recommend, we want to make sure that we have a training plan in place and really kind of have that sketched out. And again, you have plenty of existing resources in your business. This is not just about like going out and creating all new things. There's probably things in your business now that you can use. Like for us, we use all of our own training, like the back end of our own programs, right? So just really getting them acclimated with the brand, getting them acclimated with your business, you know, so they know your vision, they know your values, they know what brand they're representing, how they're expected to show up. All of those things are just really, really important to think about as we hire somebody to be an extension of our brand. Setting your social sellers up for success is by far the best time that you will spend as a business owner. If you are seriously considering, hey, I need to get this off my plate, I can't be this bottleneck, or maybe you've hired social sellers and you haven't had success, right? You're like, hey, I've hired like four of these people. I'm not getting what I need from them. I want you to like take a second and look internally and say, hey, have I done these things? Have I done these things to set this person up for success? You know, were the metrics and KPIs in place? Were the lead tracking in place? Did I have training resources for them? Was the compensation set up to incentivize the behavior that I wanted to, right? All of those different things we have to ask ourselves, did we do this, right? So even if you're thinking about hiring and you're planning ahead, or maybe you've hired and you've experienced some turnover, or you haven't gotten the success that you wanted, this is an opportunity to think about, okay, do we have our systems in place to make sure that our people are set up for success? And, you know, there's a lot of people out there on the internet that are like, hey, you know, we can build a bajillion-dollar sales organization overnight. And I'm here to tell you that it's probably going to take you longer than you think that it will. It's probably going to take you longer than you think that it will to create a fine-tuned, like well-oiled sales machine. So my best piece of advice I can give you as I walk you through how to set your sales team up for success is to start before you are ready. To start before you are ready, because it is going to take time to polish these things. It's going to take time to fine-tune your metrics and KPIs. It's going to take time to figure out what's the best training process for these people? It's going to take time to get that person up to speed to where they are fully functioning and operating, to a point where they're making you money for your business. So if you're listening this or watching this right now and you're like, yeah, this is a back half of the year project. First and foremost, I don't want to scare you, but it's the end of May. It's the end of May. So we're there, right? And second of all, it's very likely going to take you longer than you think that it will to get these systems and processes put in place in your business if they don't already exist. And then to get that person fully functioning at a capacity where they're able to contribute like you want them to. So I encourage you, start before you're ready. Take the time to put these things in place. And I promise you, it's going to help you, decrease turnover. It's going to help you increase performance. It's going to help you get an ROI on your salesperson faster if you take the time to really map these things out. So thank you so much. If you're here live with us, thank you for being here. If you're watching this in the replay or listening to this in the podcast, we so appreciate you guys. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Social Sellers Academy. We would love to connect with you. You can connect with one of our social selling experts. If this all feels a little overwhelming to you, they'd love to have a conversation, help you do an audit of your existing systems and processes, what that looks like, and help you set this up in your business so you're set up for success. Thanks for being here, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye now.